Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. We are live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV in Richmond. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. Official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 8th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello, everyone.
And Jason Bishop.
Boys, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. A lot to get into on the show today. We will talk women's national championship in college basketball. Men's national championship is tonight. It's one versus one, UConn against Purdue. That's the game a lot of people wanted to see.
Who's favored in that? Is it UConn?
Yeah.
By a lot?
I don't think by a lot. Let me check the updated number.
Why do I feel like it was like 5.5 or 6?
That's kind of a lot. Is it that many?
I might be wrong.
I feel like that's a lot if that is.
That sounds right, actually. Let me see. Let me see what FanDuel has up.
I'm seeing 6.5 for UConn.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought it was 4, but okay, so maybe it's jumped a little bit.
So we'll get into that a little bit later in the show, but let's start with the Caps. The season is coming to an end, and right now, if the season ended, they would not be in the playoffs.
They would not. According to MoneyPuck.com, they have a 25% chance of qualifying for the playoffs, and just a few days ago, it seemed like they were at around a 70% chance. But when you lose 6 straight games,
what is it? What did you say it is?
They're at 25% today.
Yeah. How many points back are they?
I think they have 83 points.
They've got 83.
I believe
they're Pens have 83. The Islanders have 85, and then the Red Wings have 84. So technically, they're one.
Just
back.
A bad time to have a little swoon.
they're Dunsky. Yeah. I mean, you can't lose 6 straight in this point of the season when you are desperate for points.
Charlie Lindgren is coming back to earth, and then the goal scoring has dried up.
Big time.
In the 6-game drought, they haven't scored more than 2 goals in any of the games. And it's just tough to win NHL games when you're scoring
one or two goals
per game.
Correct.
So this is what Brian McClellan kind of saw when he was dealing parts at the deadline. Mm-hmm. He saw an underachieving team that couldn't score a lot of goals. And that's what they're doing down the stretch of the season.
On Friday night, they did go with Darcy Kuemper.
Mm-hmm.
And in the third period, they had the 2-1 lead and then just melted down.
Did you see how pissed Stromer was when he was walking off the ice?
In the Carolina game?
Yeah.
Well, there was a controversial call against the Caps there that they felt they got jobbed. And look, when Darcy actually gives you a decent outing, which he did, and then it comes down to what they thought was a bad call by the refs. I mean, it's just, you know, that's one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference, and they were competing with them in their building, and just a bad call went against them late. Yeah. And then the mystifying one is dropping a game in overtime to the Senators.
Yeah.
Who are, I believe, seventh in their division, way out of the playoff picture. Like, you have to secure those 2 points.
But like you said, they are challenged offensively right now for whatever reason.
Right.
And, you know, one or two goals just isn't going to get it done.
I was reading that, you know, like on Japer's Rink, that's one of the blogs that we love. Mm-hmm. They were just saying, you know, it's kind of been a story for a couple of years, that when they face fast teams, mm-hmm. this is when they're really exposed.
Yeah.
And, you know.
They've defied the odds all year because we've talked about it. Their goal differential right now is minus 41. That's mm-hmm. the sixth worst in the NHL. They shouldn't even be sniffing the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's fine. They probably weren't playoff worthy, and like Cake said, that's why they made trades. We got Seis when they got hot, and we were hoping maybe
they could steal
a little playoff run in a season that was pretty much already written off 3 months ago or 2 months ago. But, you know, this was the fate.
You're right.
I think it needs to be highlighted. This was off the air, and I'm sorry to do this to Cakes,
but
we are looking at their schedule, and Cakes goes, there's only one gimme left. That's Ottawa.
Yep.
I mean,
and he did say.
I said that on the air. I said
it was on the air.
He have to win.
He said if they lost to Ottawa, he would officially give up on playoff.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did say that.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah.
And then
I said that this morning, and then he came back to me and said, well, they technically didn't lose.
That is true.
They did lose.
They did get a point.
But they did lose.
I love getting a point for an overtime loss. Even though you do go to the Caps page.
You don't love it. You like it.
I don't
it's
love
okay.
It. No, yeah. I never
you said you love it.
Well, I'm clearly wrong. And I'm clearly sleep deprived. And the Caps are ruining my spring. The Caps, the stupid solar eclipse, and allergies are all conspiring to ruin my spring.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing at this point. And it sucks.
Well, if you kind of look at it, the Caps are officially, in my eyes, they're Dunsky. So that should be one out of three eliminated. The eclipse will be done by 4 o'clock. That'll be two eliminated.
There are 5 games left, Chase. And they can still get 10 points.
Zero chance.
Until there's zero in front of the playoff chances. I will not give up the ship.
Everyone on the planet knows that.
Sure.
But I wouldn't pin my hopes.
My hopes are very low.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go down swinging.
Watching.
They have 83 points. Joe B. came on the show and said he thinks the magic number is 92 points.
Yeah.
So in these last 5 games, if they can get 5 wins and one overtime loss, or 4 wins and one overtime loss, they should be good.
Here's the thing, Cakes.
They get on a heater.
When you look at the schedule, you go to ESPN and you look at their schedule.
Yeah.
And when it's in the last 6 games, when it says LLLLL, those are losses.
They are losses.
I know they somehow maneuver points.
It should say OTL. Just say overtime
loss. They don't
soften the blow a little bit.
They definitely don't differentiate. They just say LLLLL.
I know how standings work.
Yeah.
Well, I just... Look, they got Detroit tomorrow in Detroit. It's one of those teams that they're chasing their
biggest
point back.
Biggest game of the year.
Of course it is.
I'm trying to work up a ladder.
Not anymore.
For it to be the biggest game of the year.
I don't think it is. I don't even think it matters
anymore. As of right now, it is.
There's too many teams that you have to, first of all, Washington has to win, and then there's too many teams that have to lose as well because they're in front of Washington, and that's just not going to happen.
I mean, the Red Wings only have one more point than them, the last wild card team. Same amount of games, one more point.
I know, but my point is, it's so hard for you to win games now. They've lost 6 straight, and then you have to have all these other teams lose. And that just isn't happening right now. The Pens have won 4 straight. The Islanders have won 4 straight. You need these teams to lose, and they're not losing.
I've assumed they weren't going to the playoffs for months.
Mm-hmm.
So this is.
I mean, thought there was a – when the playoff chances were up to high 60s, low 70s.
I thought they were basically in at that point.
Well, I didn't think there was
chickens. I was doing a lot of chicken
but
counting.
But just looking on the schedule, I was going, all right, well, here are the amount of points that we need.
Well,
we knew the schedule was
I didn't
was
think
terrible.
They were going to lose 6 straight.
I didn't think that was going to happen
I didn't think
either.
They were going to lose 6
I didn't envision that happening in the most critical stretch of the season. But
where's Ovi at? That's what I've always maintained.
I have to upgrade the goal track.
Well, he had two.
He had two
on
against the Hurricanes,
right? So where does that put him at?
I'll tell you right now. Count is 29.
All right, we need one more. I need one more.
Well,
for
he's going to get one more.
He'll get one more. Yeah,
he might. He's probably going to get 32 or 34.
I hope
to end
so.
The season.
I mean, I don't take these things as given, like you guys.
I don't either. I'm forecasting.
Okay, all right.
Just forecast.
I need him to get to 30.
Wish casting is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's the goal at this point.
It's a terrible time, though, for D.C. sports. The college basketball teams, by and large, locally, were bad. Maryland didn't make the tournament. Georgetown's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The pro basketball team is in a punt fest.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everybody welcome that, but it was worse than expected. I think most people in this room thought they were going to win 20 games at least. They're not even
I'm sitting
close
across
to
from
that.
I thought they're going to win like 25 games.
It's one of the worst bets ever made.
I didn't realize the rebuild was literally going to take as long as the Sixers rebuild. Right.
So that's terrible. The Nationals, they've been in a rebuild. There's some optimism that things are going to get better, but it's still at least a year or two away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Commanders are coming off a 4-win season where they fired their coach.
They truly are the bright spot right now.
Unbelievable. We're DC sports and end times, end of days.
They're the bright spot, and it's not because they've lifted. It's because everyone came down to them.
Yeah, I do think, for example, in college basketball, I do think Maryland could get good because that kid Queen, I watched some of Montverde over the weekend last week. He's a stud.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really good.
He's one guy, but okay.
But
hopefully Willard doesn't work at the portal.
He will. He'll get some guys.
He'll get some guys.
Already got some guys.
Yeah. But, you know, who knows? All bets are off. I believe it when I see it.
But
I'm
the basketball team, that team is years away from
which one?
Competing. The basketball team, the NBA team.
The Wizards?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I thought it may be a 3-year rebuild. This looks like a 9-year rebuild.
And the hockey team, I'm not sure, but it might be a while because they got to get out with the old, in with the new, right? And they were trying to thread the needle this year with, and you're talking about speed, that speed kills them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because they got a bunch of old codgers on the ice,
who
we all root for.
Yeah, I mean. John Carlson just clicked over 1,000 games in his career. Mm-hmm. I mean, TJ Oshie has a hard time. I love the guy. He has a hard time staying on the ice anymore. He's 37. Ovi is.
Well, didn't he just play 1,000 games?
Yeah, he just clicked to 1,000 games, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
he'll be retired.
Ovi's old, but he's still pouring in goals.
They'll get younger next year.
Yeah, they kind of have to by design.
If he does retire, that's going to be sad. I like seeing him play.
Oh, I love him. But
who, Osh Babe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the injuries,
like watching him too.
Injuries have just taken his toll.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not worth it.
Oh, and the wife, she was buying all the jackets. She was buying the red, white, and blue.
Hopefully
that was the kiss
of
death.
They were just in the planning stage, those jackets.
We got to figure out what the goal differential is since she's tweeted that. Because I know they haven't won.
It's not great.
Somebody tweeted us and said, Now, we've been using the phrase for years and years, biggest game of the year, but somebody said that ever since we started saying biggest game of the year, they haven't won.
Should I stop saying that?
For a while. We've been saying it for a while. I think even before.
Is it a jinx?
Oh, it's our fault that they can't put the biscuit in the basket. It's on us.
The Capitals are now.
I think not.
The Caps are now 0-3-1 and have been outscored 17-7 since Lauren Oshie tweeted about needing playoff jackets.
Right.
Yeah, that was. That might may have been a tad premature.
The games kind of blend together for me. I believe it was Friday's game where they were being outshot by like 20-plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were getting killed on and that's that.
I mean, they were just getting crushed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were kind of lucky to be in that game. Ovi was saving them in that game. I mean, Ovi had two in that game.
Well, and Darcy was playing pretty well.
Darcy was playing well.
But I just remember watching the end of that game and man, Stromer was so pissed as they were skating off the ice. He was slamming his stick against the glass.
I mean, I can't blame him. The guy wants to make the playoffs at some point during his NHL career.
I agree.
He thought he was on the precipice of it, and now he sees it slipping away.
It's crazy. He hasn't been.
I'd
to
be
the
pissed
playoffs.
Too. Mm-hmm.
Who are the young guys that they're excited about for next year?
Ryan Leonard,
like Hendrix LaPierre,
maybe Leonard. Yeah,
Leonard. The Mirosh kid that
Nechenko
we talked about
should have a bigger role. Connor McMichael took some big strides this year.
I want like extra guys, like new guys.
Newer guys in the pipeline?
Yeah.
I mean, Leonard. I don't know how close Leonard is, but I mean, that's a guy who's killing it on the college scene. I'm just more worried about the last five or six games. How many games are left?
Five.
Oh, bitter. You're running out of games.
I wouldn't worry so much, Cakes.
Yeah. There's not that much. Trust me, not that much worry.
Yeah, there's not really much
to
worry
about. I'm kind of resigned to their fate.
Yeah, good.
But you got the green hat on.
Well, I considered I almost wore a black Caps hat.
That might have been appropriate.
Like, I was wearing black sweaties.
It was a little too much black.
Hoodie. Yeah, so I said, not until they're officially eliminated do I break out the black Capitals lid.
Right.
Well, tomorrow is just a massive night because, obviously, Washington plays in Detroit. The Flyers play in Montreal. All right. The Islanders play the Rangers. And who else are we battling? Oh, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh plays tonight in Toronto.
Okay, so I'm a Maple Leafs fan tonight.
So you're a Maple Leafs fan. You're a Ranger fan tomorrow. Right. You're a Montreal fan tomorrow.
Sure.
It's just,
I can find ways to root for all those teams.
It's too confusing.
Well, they certainly haven't been playing good hockey. They've lost six in a row, although Cakes says the overtime loss is a loss.
It's an OTL, my friend. It's not a full-blown loss. Yeah. Last time I checked, full-blown loss gets you exactly this many points. Mm-hmm. Zero.
They throw you some charity points.
They did get one.
But it is a loss.
But I was bitter when they...
Nobody goes in the locker room happy. Nobody felt like they won.
When Sanderson snapped the puck past Charlie Lindgren in OT, I was definitely deflated. Mm. I was a deflated person. I was a beaten man.
We'll keep you updated throughout the last five games of the season. The playoff push. Spencer Carberry, the head coach, will join us later this week on the show today. Chris O'Leary is going to join us. Our favorite pitching mechanics guru. I don't know any others.
The only pitching mechanics guru. That
well, you
we know.
Just know he hates Tom House. He hates Driveline. I know all the
jargon.
I know the jargon. I know the pitching philosophies that he hates.
He'll join us at 9 o'clock because pitchers seem to be dropping like flies in Major League Baseball. And, of course, we'll talk a lot of college basketball from the women's Final Four to the men's national championship, which is tonight. Mm-hmm. You can always call us throughout the show on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number to text a fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charge may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.